And to stop Perek Beis. Amarti b'libi l'chono anascho b'simchu rei b'toy v'nei gam u'ovel. So Shlomo HaMelech now, Rashi brings down, we began to ask this question yesterday, Shlomo HaMelech brings down that after seeing everything, that Chochma also has its problems that we discussed yesterday. So Shlomo HaMelech says, Acha reshima sha'achzovois mikol minei inyonim. Shlomo HaMelech says like this, this is Rashi talking. Hoyil, he says, v'gam b'chochma yesh dvarim shalilim. Since even in Chochma, there could be a problem, there could be negative things. So therefore, anascha b'simcha, let me try the joy, let me try the gashmias, if Chochma also has its challenges. And then he goes on to say, l'schoik amarti mehulol, l'simcha mazu oisra. He says there's no benefit to that either. And then he goes into detail, like dalti maisi, banisi botim, natiti kromim. He goes to all that he had. Chazal tell us that Shlomo HaMelech had such wisdom that when he said, Natiti li kromim, I planted, he knew every single tree because of his wisdom. He knew exactly where to plant it. You know, every now and then you pick up a fruit, you go, wow, this fruit tastes unbelievable. Murdic, right? It happens to be that every tree has particular soil that works best with this kind of a tree. And everything that grows. So Shlomo HaMelech saying over here, I have spitz gashmias. I knew where to plant every single thing. It would come out the best. And some say that that's pshat we find in Chazal. Kisud Shlomo b'shaite. We talk about Shlomo HaMelech, that he had, a suda by him was an unbelievable suda, right? Whenever we want to make an example of a suda that's unbelievable suda, we say kesuda shleimah b'shaita. Chazal even give us a heter, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, right, we're allowed to eat on Shabbos, we're allowed to have everything. We don't have to start any kind of tzayim, even in the types of foods that we eat. No restraint. So what do Chazal say? Kesuda shleimah b'shaita. Like the suda of Shlomo HaMelech. Why was Shlomo HaMelech's suda so unbelievable? There were many rich people who are able to have as much food as they want. So some say it's mamish going on this pasuk in Kehelet. Because Shlomo HaMelech knew where to plant every tree. So when you went to his table, every single fruit was there in its prime. Because he knew exactly where everything should be planted. Because Shlomo HaMelech says that's also worthless. That's also worthless. So what is it? They're supposed to be combined. So he says like this, Konisi li avodim, and then he says, Bonisi li botim. So Chazal say, what does Bonisi li botim mean? Elu botik nesiyas botim edroshes. So everybody asks, Shlomo HaMelech now is talking about gashmias, because he came full circle around. He started with gashmias, he said, gashmias toignisht. Gashmias is worthless. Then he went to Chochma. He said, Chochma also has its challenges. Then he went back to gashmias. And while he's talking about gashmias, he goes to Batik Nisis and Batim Midrashis. That's Ruchnias. That belongs on the Chochma side of the sheet. So how's he integrating this? So I'll tell you a simple explanation, which I think clarifies to us what Shlomo HaMelech was looking for here. When he says, I said, maybe we should go Anascha B'Simcha, maybe I should go after the gashmias. I'll tell you what I think is behind it. There's a medrash in the end of Parashas Kisavai. The medrash Rabbah brings down that Uchsavtom al mezuzas beisecho visharecho. The medrash says, "Asei atzmacho kemezuzah." You should make yourself like a mezuzah. Just like the mezuzah doesn't go off the door, ma mezuzah ein esor min haPesach. Mezuzah is there permanently. You too, alti esor mi batik nisis and batim midrashas. You shouldn't be away from the Beis Knesset as a Beis Medrash. Asks the Ksav Sefer in his Pirush on Chumash. He says, what mean? Nobody could live in a Beis Medrash. You have to eat, drink, you have to make panasa, you have to sleep. You can't live. What do you mean? What's the Medrash telling you? The Medrash is saying, just like the mezuzah doesn't leave the door ever, 24/7, you should not leave the Beis HaMikdash. Ksav Sefer comes. Ksav Sefer comes and he gives a gevaldik teretz. Gevaldik teretz. It also explains why it compares it to mezuzah, but it's a gevaldik teretz. He says like this. What he says really could be connected to the Beis HaLevi. There's a famous Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi asks, the Gemara says, why was the Beis HaMikdash Chorav? The Gemara in the Dora. The Gemara says that one of the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav was because they didn't make a Birch Sater. That's obviously, it's Pella. What do you mean? They woke up in the morning, they opened up their Siddur, and they came to Birch Sater, and they went, eh, you know, skip Birch Sater. First of all, does it make any sense? Why skip? Does anybody in this room have a Yetzirah not to make a Birch Sater? I have a lot of Yetziraras. That's not one of them. It's a horror not to make Birch Satera. It's mashma, they kept all the mitzvahs, so they didn't make a Birch Satera. Could it be that the Beis HaMikdash was chorv because they didn't make a Birch Satera? So the Ran over there on the spot in the Gemara, the Ran says the fact that they didn't make Birch Satera shows loy hoysa Torah chashuva beinehem. They didn't value Torah. They wouldn't value Torah, they would have made a Birch Satera. But the whole thing is a pella. It's most logical to say that if they kept all the mitzvahs, Mistamid, they also made a Birch Sater. Mistamid, they didn't stop there not to make a Birch. I don't know any guy that has a struggle making Birch Sater. In 25 years I'm doing Chinuch, I never heard one Talmud Shekham always say, Rebbe, I need some help with Birch Sater. I find it very challenging. Making Birch Sater. Nobody has a problem making Birch Sater. So listen to Goynis from the Beis HaLevi. Gevaldige Goynis. The Beis HaLevi says, the Rosh brings down, why don't you have to make a Birch Satera every time you learn? I'm not talking about you, Sean. You're learning the whole time. I'm talking about people that stop learning sometimes. Some people stop learning. Anybody? No, also not. Also not. Every time you close your Gemara, you do something, you should have to make a new Birch Satera. You come back Beis Medrash, you have to make a new Birch Satera. So the Rosh says that a person is never Mesiach Das from Torah. A person never takes his mind off Torah. Never takes his mind off Torah. What does that mean? The guy goes to work. The guy, if he's a doctor, he's in his office seeing patients, trying to collect money from Obamacare Nebuch. What do you mean this guy's not Mesiach Das? The guy's a builder, he's busy with construction. The guy's a lawyer, he's busy running his law practice. He's in real estate, he has his real estate business. What do you want to mean that Mesiach Das? As I frak the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says a gevaldik pshat. Beis HaLevi says, if you think about it, there isn't one area in life where you don't have to know what the halach is. You're running a business, you have shail of Geneva, you have shail of Ribbis, you have a shail of Schulasov. There isn't one area, a guy's a doctor. A guy's a doctor. He has all kinds of shaylos and medicine. I used to say when the yeshiva, when we have an open house, and parents come to find out about the yeshiva, to send their children here, I used to say a story over. I said, I was learning one of my talmidim, Daniel Koren, Rabbi Koren now, right? So I was learning with him, it was over the summer, I was learning with him Hilchas Yichud. He wanted me to go through Hilchas Yichud with him. So every day he came to my house, we were learning Hilchas Yichud together. Anyway, a big Rosh Hashiva from Eretz Yisrael was fundraising. He came to my house to fundraise. He's asking me for ideas, for people to go to, for money. Anyway, he's sitting in my house. While he's sitting in my house, a doctor, who was an old Talmud of mine, was about to do a procedure here in Good Samaritan Hospital. Right? And he thought of a shaila, he had a shaila whether he could do this procedure. He thought of a halacha problem. He was still wearing his begadim, you know, the clothing that you're wearing in the hospital. His white big day kahuna. He walked into my house, and it was clear this is a doctor. He looked like a doctor. He was dressed like a doctor. He was a doctor. And he's asking me the shaila. As soon as he leaves, I turn to this Rosh Hashiva, and I tell him, I want you to know, I'm just as proud of him as I am of him. I was pointing to Rabbi Koren. Learns all day, he answers shaylas. So I'm just as proud of him. So The Rosh Yeshiva thought I was being like nice. You know, I'm trying to be a nice guy, you know, like I'm humoring, you know. Yeah, this guy, I'm as proud, like I'm, it's like a pep talk. You know when the Rebbe tells you you have a lot of potential? That's not a compliment. You have so much potential. How many times did he hear it? How many times did he hear it? You have so much potential. You just have to use it. You see, look like you heard that a bunch of times, huh? So much potential. Ah! Right? That's why I try not to use that. Try to cut that out of my vocabulary. So the guy, this Rosh Hashiva thought I was being a nice guy. I'm telling you, yeah, he's a doctor. You know, of course, I'm not proud of a doctor. I'm making him feel good. So yeah, you know, I'm just as proud of him. I said, no. I said, this guy, he's busy in the OR. He's in the operating room. And before he's about to do a surgery, he thought of a Shaila and he couldn't reach me. Crazy, the guy couldn't reach me. He got this car and he drove to my house. I said, that means to him, he's bringing the Torah into the hospital, into the emergency room. So I said, so this guy, Rabbi Koren, he brings the Torah into the Beis Medrash, and he brings the Torah into the, they both have a mission. Chazal used to have two Aronis, right? One Aron stayed in the Machane, one Aron went out to Muhammad. Zok the Beis Halevi. That's called, you're not Mesich Das from learning. If you're going to work and you're thinking, I have a Shaila, I have to do, I have a business Shaila, I have a medical Shaila, I have a legal Shaila, whatever your Shaila is, I have a Yichud Shaila. That means you're bringing the learning into your workplace. That's what the Rosh means, you're not Mesich Das from Torah. He doesn't mean you're still thinking about the Reb Kivega. He's saying everything you're doing at work is still be applying what you learned. Comes the Beis HaLevi, and he says, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, they didn't live according to the Torah that they learned. So they didn't have a Berachas HaTorah. Because they made a Berachas HaTorah in the morning, but it didn't connect to the whole day. Because they weren't living up. So when the Gemara says, Lo Baruch Hu BaTorah Tchila, the Gemara doesn't mean they were just missing a Berachas HaTorah. They were missing the integration of what they were learning with what they were doing. And in the end, there was no Berachas HaTorah. That's the Beis HaLevi's chap. What a gewaldige chap. That's how he learns the Gemara. Oh. So now this comes, now we understand the Ksav Sefer. Says the Ksav Sefer, if somebody really applies everything that he learns to his day, he's always learning. He's always learning. There's even halachas of how you go to sleep. There's even halachas of what direction your bed has to be. There's Krishma Lamita. There's Moedahani. There's if you get up in the middle of the night. There's Hilchas Tetil Zidayim. You're always. Zok the Beis HaLevi. Zok the Ksav Sefer. That's what it means. You could be just permanently in the Beis Medrash. Because if you're living according to what you learn in the Beis Medrash, you're always in the Beis Medrash. You never left the Beis Medrash. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us over here. Yes, Chochmah on its own is not the end. Because if you have Chochmah on its own and you don't integrate it in the Bonisi Li Batim, Natiti Li Chomim, if you don't mix it into your day, and now it explains another Kasha. From all the Gashmias, what did he talk about? Yayin. Anascha. Yayin, right? That's what Shlomo HaMelech starts with. Why does he start with wine? If I want to talk about Gashmias, I don't start with wine. Gashmias, I talk about houses, I talk about vacations. Yeah, wine is something, you have wine. He starts off with Anascha. By wine, there's a very interesting thing. Wine always requires Meziga. In order for wine to be able to drink it, you need to mix the wine with the water. And that's the Nesicha. You have to mix it together. You don't just drink wine plain. The wine has to be mixed. And that's the way to make wine. That's one of the ingredients, halachically, that defines wine. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Anascha, I came to the determination that when there's an integration from the Torah with all the Gashmias, And that's why he starts with yayin, which the essence of wine is when it's mixed together. And now it explains the medrash, panisili batim, elu batik nisisi batim idroshes. Because if you do that, if you integrate the Torah with all of your gashmias, then the bias becomes a basic nesis and basic medrash. Everything is an extension of the basic nesis and basic medrash. And that's the lekach that he's trying to say here. And this ties into the hakdoma that I gave you in Kehelas. That's the reason why Kehelas was in Sukkos, because Be'emes, that's the Chag HaSukkos. Sukkos is integrating, eating, drinking, sleeping, schmoozing, everything with the Torah. So that's really what the Sukkah represents.